Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and yes, it's really me. I have returned from Israel. Absolutely amazing time spent over there. For those who thought it was a vacation, think again. There was no downtime at all. My day began around 6 o'clock each and every morning and did not end until just shy of midnight. And I would not trade the experience for anything. I'm going to share a little bit with you, I promise. I will talk a little bit about it. Alex Marlowe from Breitbart is going to be here at 3:35. Cannot wait to catch up with Alex. Breitbart continues to do an amazing job, as they have for years. Alex actually has just written a brand new book. It's called Breaking the Law, all about the lawfare that has been weaponized, the legal actions weaponized against, well, clearly President Trump, as well as others. So Alex will be with us at 3:35. I want to take a couple of moments to say thank you quickly to my friend, as well as my producer, Jeremy, who has done a wonderful, wonderful job consistently. And this will be the first that he knows that, yes, I did bring back gifts for you. Jerm collects keychains. So I actually, all right, I'll share with everybody. Jerm, I brought you back two keychains. And one or two other items as well. So thank you for everything that you did, holding everything down while I was not here to hold things down. And thanks as well to my colleague, my friend Rich Herrera, who is the host of Richmond's Morning News. Now, Rich and his producer Dan had reached out to me before I left for Israel and said, hey, we'd love to get you on the air, you know, live from Israel each day. Can you do that? And I responded, no. That was the totality of my, and no, I cannot, because those hours between 6 and 10 in the morning here in Central Virginia would equate to time that I was going to be meeting with folks like the president and the prime minister and the speaker of the Knesset and visiting an active war zone. So, you know, much as I would have liked that opportunity, I obviously did what I was doing in Israel. But what Rich did was to reach back out and say, hey, well, why don't we just visit later in your day? Because I said, look, I'm not done till 10 or 11 o'clock each and every night. And if you want, we can record for a couple of minutes. So he was very gracious in saying, yeah, sure, that'll work for us. Well, you know, we'll replay it in the next morning. And I think because Rich and I have developed certainly a professional relationship, but we like each other, you know, we're friendly. We like each other. So we wound up speaking each and every evening easily an hour. And I know I'm going to be repeating some of the things I shared with Rich, but I will tell you that the past week in Israel, for me personally, was nothing short of life-changing. Absolutely life-changing. And seeing things and viewing things and thinking about things in a very, very different way than was the case, oh, I don't know, 10 days ago. To be on the ground in Israel and to walk where just giants walked, right? I mean, we're talking about King David, and you're talking about an area where Jesus was walking down the streets. You're talking about a land that is holy for my people, the Jewish people, perhaps for your people, Christian people, for other people, for Muslim people. It is an amazing situation. And you know what? What was the most amazing part of it to me was how small this old city really is. Now, I don't mean the modern metropolis that is Jerusalem with, I don't know, a million people, something like that. And I don't mean highways and roads and their version of interstate highways and freeways. No. I'm talking about the actual old city of Jerusalem. This tiny, teeny little patch of land that apparently has been the flashpoint for everything that we've seen, right? It's less than 1 square kilometer. Less than 1 square kilometer. So what is that? 3/4 of a mile square? 1/2 mile square? I mean, it's tiny. And there's so much there. It is just nothing short of incredible. Some of this, as I say, is very personal. And when I say life-changing, I do mean life-changing. Now, I'm not about to start wrapping tefillin every day, although, you know, the opportunities were there. But to go to the Western Wall, it's been referred to throughout more recent history as the Wailing Wall, but it's the Western Wall. It's the remaining wall of the Second Temple. And to be there amongst people who are the most devout Jews that I've ever encountered. And there is exactly zero judgment. See, I was a little concerned. Because I may be Jewish, but I don't know that I'm the best Jew. Right? I'm not sure that I'm following every rule that I'm really supposed to be following. There's 613 mitzvot. 613 things you and I are supposed to do, assuming you're Jewish. If you're not Jewish, it's what? 6 I think? I mean, it's a much lighter lift. It is what it is. But 613 good deeds that we as Jews are supposed to do each and every day. And there's no way you can do them. I don't care how early you get up or how late you stay up. You can't do 613 good deeds each and every day. You just can't. Because they're spelled out. It's not like you go, well, I was thinking about taking extra cream at Wawa, and I didn't. That's a good deed, right? Do I get credit for that? No. I mean, they're spelled out. So why would they be there if you can't do them? To remind you, you can't do them. To remind you, try as you might, you ain't God. You might be a good person. You might be doing good stuff. You might be helping people, but you are not the Almighty. So I know going into it, if I got 613 I'm allegedly supposed to do every day, if I break double digits, I feel pretty good. So I was apprehensive because when I went to the Western Wall, I went by myself. I took a little bit of time on my own. There were some other activities going on, and I just felt compelled. to go to the Western Wall. I know I had joked a lot about the helicopter stuff we were going to be doing to head to the north, to the Golan Heights. And I was chatting with one gentleman from the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He's an ambassador, now stationed in Jerusalem, and I don't know how long his posting in Jerusalem will be, but I said to him, I said, look, Dan, I said, I know we're supposed to do the helicopters to the north tomorrow. He says, oh, are you apprehensive about it? Because a number of the people have decided they don't want to do it because they're scared of the helicopters. And, you know, these are the helicopters that are used for the president of Israel. They're safe. I said, no. No, I said, actually, I had joked a lot about that. You and I know. I was joking about it 2 weeks ago on this program. Like, well, how do I stay calm and not return my lunch or blah, blah, blah. And then I looked at the helicopters. And it's like, these are not the helicopters you know, say, from the TV show MASH, right? They're part of the presidential fleet. It was going to be just fine. I said, no, it's taken me about 6 decades to get here, Dan. And if I have traveled 6,000 miles to be here in Israel, and I don't get to the Western Wall, I'm going to feel like I have failed. And he looked at me, and he really had this wonderful smile. He says, Jeff, you will take that helicopter to the north the next time you're here. I said, okay, it's a deal. So make no mistake, I'm going back. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but I'm going back. And I took that time when some of our crew went up north and they went to the Golan Heights and did some of that stuff. I went to the Western Wall and I went by myself. I did not have a guide. I didn't have our security people with us. I kind of looked at the maps and I used, they don't have Uber. Although I'm telling you, I told Heidi, I'm going. I'm going to move to Israel. I'm going to set up my own operation. I'm going to call it Juber. No, because I'm the Jewish guy driving the car. I'm going to call it Juber. That's what I tell the boys. If I have to give anybody a lift, it's like, well, call me, you know, Juber. But they have a taxi app. It's called Get, G-E-T-T. And it's just like Uber. And you put in your destination and the cab shows up. And then you get in and you realize, holy, you don't speak any English. I don't speak enough Hebrew to make sense of what you're saying. And now I can tell that you're not even speaking in Hebrew. You're speaking in Arabic. That was the one unsettling part. And I do mean it was very, very unsettling. But I got there. And so I spent a couple of hours at the Western Wall just by myself. And, I don't know, 10,000 other people who were in various parts of it. There are bar mitzvahs there every day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But to touch that wall, to touch it with my hands, to touch it with my forehead, it was just amazing. It was just absolutely amazing. And we Jews have we write these little prayers. People write things on little scraps of paper because the walls are, you know, like they're 4,000 years old. They didn't have CertaPro over there last week to fill in the cracks and put a fresh coat of paint on, you know? They're cracked. And so you can sort of slide little pieces of paper in here or there with a prayer or a note to God. And nobody reads them. It's not like anybody's going around at the end of the night. You know, they're not taking the coins out of the wishing fountain at the mall. You put them in there and they stay, and God's aware of them. So I had pre-written them because Heidi said, look, when you get there, depending on the day and the time, it just could be so crowded, you're not going to have time to write them out. So I wrote them out in the hotel. So my notes, actually, are written on little King David Hotel stationery. And, you know, I thought, well, it's kind of like returning the favor, you know, it's kind of King David's place to begin with. But I wrote those out and I put them in. And I also decided that one of the most important things that I was going to do while I was over there, because I went with a whole big sack full of bracelets from my pal Emily Morrissey. She made these beautiful blue and white bracelets. Some said I stand with Israel. Some said I'm Yisrael Chai. And I gave them out. I gave them out to everybody who was on our tour, all of our group members. And some of them have already said, geez, Jeff, I need more. So I'll make sure they get them. But I gave them to some folks in positions of power. I'm happy to say that a couple of members of the Knesset now have Emily's bracelets, and the president of Israel, the foreign minister of Israel. It was amazing. But I also made a point of taking one of her bracelets and putting it in the wall, in this little space. And don't worry. I mean, nobody's going to take it. You know, the idea that somebody would steal something from the Western Wall is just so far beyond the pale. That's not going to happen. Just because I thought, amongst other things, you know, for those of us who know Emily, for those of us who have been blessed to have her one way or another in our lives, you know that she is an absolute ray of sunshine. She really is. She's bringing light to the world. So I thought, well, perfectly appropriate for one of her bracelets to be there in the Western Wall now. So, I'm going to share some more stuff with you, including my my time at the Nova Music Festival site, the site of the slaughter, the burned out vehicles, 1,650 burned out vehicles destroyed by Hamas with the sole intention of burning human beings alive in those cars. That's why they are what they are. And my time right there on the border with Gaza. So I got a lot I'm going to deal with. I promise you, Alex Marlowe, the editor of Breitbart, is going to be with us at 3:35. Oh, and I got tickets. Hey, this is pretty cool. I got a 4-pack of tickets for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. You remember them, our beloved Flying Squirrels. They're wrapping it up, man. Just a couple more games at the Diamond. They're doing this whole throwback thing with our Braves-inspired jerseys. And so I'll have a family 4-pack of tickets for one of their final games at the Diamond straight ahead. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.